execute. So that'll be far and away, not just tonight, but just going forward. If we get back to running and pushing the ball quicker and getting into our sets quicker, that will go a long way towards solving some of our offensive problems.
How do you think they changed without Bynum?
They changed significantly. They're not as balanced. I mean, Bynum is one of the, I think he's one of the leading scorers in the league. He's definitely one of the leading he's one of the leading rebounders. He's one of the leading shot blockers. He's a dominant inside presence. So they're going to miss him a lot. I think more so in the long term than in the short term. I'm not saying they're not going to miss him tonight. They are. But like in a one-game situation, you got Kwame gets a chance to start. He can really step it up and do something special. Kobe's always capable of, you know, saying, oops, we're caught a couple guys short. It's a back-to-back. I gotta go for a big number or something like that. He's capable of doing that. If Kwame turns out to be gone for 8 weeks, then it's a little harder. I mean, you can do some things, you know, for a game or two or three games. Guys can kind of rise up when it gets to be that long a time. And a guy's as good a player as Andrew is, it's going to be a challenge. I mean, they're very fortunate they got Kwame back there. I mean, he's a guy who's been a starter in the league, and you know, he's a proven player. And they have a deep roster. They got some people. If they get him healthy, I mean, if Vlade's back, if Sasha's back, if Chris Mim is back, they got a lot of potential answers to solve some problems. Right now, they got a whole lot of people out. So it's going to be a challenge for them.
Is Nick going to be able to play tonight?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So will Nick start?
Yes. The same starting lineup. Wheezy will be in, and Luke will be in, and kind of depending on how they look, they'll definitely have, you know, some minute restrictions. But if Wheezy looks like he's catching the ball all right and the finger's not bothering him, then he'll get more extended minutes. Same thing with Luke. If his legs aren't bothering him and his wind is good, you know, conditioning will be a little bit of a concern with both of them too, just to see how many minutes they can play, whether they're going to look, whether they look fatigued, and whether they have timing. You know, I mean, just they have to play regardless. We got to get them out there. We got to start getting them back in shape. But they'll play more minutes if they look like they're not fatigued, and if they look like they have some semblance of timing. If they look like they haven't played in a week or a couple weeks, and they're not playing even nearly the way they're capable of playing, then they won't get as long a run.
Is Nick going to start on Lamar?
Is Nick going to start on Lamar? Yes.
The whole injury thing has thrown this whole thing off, but you still want to take a look at Luke as a starter and just see what he can give you there?
Sure. I do. I definitely do. It's almost less as a starter than it is playing with certain people. I mean, that's the big thing with Robert. I know Robert's still, he's doing well. He's had another couple good weeks. He's lost weight. He's doing very well, which is encouraging. But at some point, you know, we want to make sure that one guy hasn't played always, like one guy hasn't gotten a chance to play with Kurt. You know, like early in the year, some guys weren't playing with Kurt, and all of a sudden Kurt came back. We need to play Luke with KD, you know, with Wheezy and with Nick, and hopefully with Robert at some point. So it's more that. Yeah, I mean, I do think there's a little something to the starting and the coming off the bench thing, but a lot of it is playing with people and looking at units together. And I mean, I think there's some guys that we already know can handle either one. I mean, you know, I mean, particularly like the older guys. I mean, Nick's started and come off the bench. Kurt can start and come off the bench. Well, he hasn't started, but you know he can. So those guys, you know, it's not really a concern. With the younger guys and with some of the people that haven't played yet, I want to see them against the frontline guys of the other team, because it's night and day different. I'm not saying people off the bench can't play in this league. They can, but when you go out there to start the game and to start the second half, and when you finish a game, you're going against the better guys, and it's different. So you know, it's as much that, it's as much who they're playing with and who they're playing against as it is. It's not magic that they get introduced and, you know, it's all that. It's what goes with that. What goes with that is the guys get introduced on the other team are good. So they're tougher to play against. Yeah.